And one event here,
yeah.
Developing an Ozarks Green Thumb, and actually I kept this one here because of the two guests that I have in the studio. You guys have a great agenda coming up for this, but we want to get the word out there in advance. You guys had, I believe, one of your biggest, if not your biggest, meeting last year.
Last year was our biggest seminar ever.
It
was very good. We sold over 300 tickets. Wow. We actually had about 280 some folks show up. And we invested a lot of money to bring this in. We didn't figure to make money, but we did. It was a very successful event.
Fantastic.
Great opportunity table. The same gentleman, if you were there last year, that made the cedar swing is making a small cedar bench to raffle off. And he's in charge of our opportunity table. So we're going to see a different bent on that this year.
And hopefully
I think that'll be a little more interesting.
Very cool. All right. Well, all this is coming up here. It's Saturday, March 21st, but I want to encourage everybody to get their tickets now.
Absolutely. We're going to do the same as we did last year, mm-hmm. and we have the capacity for a little over 300 people to come. We opened up registration just shy of 2 weeks ago, and already we've got about 70 folks coming.
All right.
You can register by going under BaxterCountyMG.com, mm-hmm. look under events, and you'll see a tab for Spring Seminar, and the form is there. Now, you can't register online. You're going to have to print that and send it
in.
Or you can give a call over to the extension office, all right? And that phone number is 425-2335.
You've got notes everywhere.
She is one of the most well-prepared people I've ever seen.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Listen to y'all.
Well, yeah. We see the production in front of us.
She's got a folder that's about three-quarters of an inch thick.
So anybody needs more information, they can call up there and get some information?
That they can. Okay. And our website lists all the speakers. All right. It's $30 and includes lunch. It runs from 8 to 3:30. We've got five speakers. You're going to get to meet our new extension service agent, Bernie Kurtz. Mm-hmm. We've got a gal coming in from Missouri Botanical Gardens to tell you what's all up there. And our featured speaker is Ray Morantz, president of the Xerces Society, which is a group that does everything they can to enhance the habitat for pollinators.
Uh-huh.
All right. So we've got a gentleman from Tricycle Farms talking about community gardens. Mm-hmm. He's got a very interesting background. He's someone that took personal adversity, and turned it into something very positive. So he's got quite an interesting story. And Guy Ames from Ames Orchard is going to talk about fruit trees, bushes, and vines, and everybody likes all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we are just a little bit long for the break, but I wanted to get that in here because I know that we do need to talk about that. Tickets will sell out for this event, so make sure you get them early. BaxterCountyMG.com is where you can stop on by and find some more information on that. Right now, I need to tell everybody out there that you're listening to the morning show here this morning on all three Mountain Home radio stations, KJMT, Mountain Talk 97.1, KCMC, Mountain Country 94.3, and KRZP 92.7. We are brought to you in part by the folks over at Baxter Regional Medical Center. We're going to take this quick little break. Back with more in a moment. And we are back here, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio, Wednesday morning. Hey, Robert, what day is it?
Hump Day!
It is Hump Day, Wednesday morning, all downhill into the weekend from here. I've got to ask really quickly, Tommy, I know you watched the national championship game, even though we really didn't have a rooting interest, we still tuned into the game. What was your impression of the biggest surprise commercial of the year with Dr. Pepper and Big Fan?
I didn't like it.
Okay,
I like the old ones much better.
Well,
that's
why I'm asking. Reading online, of course, I'm in a business where we rely on commercials, and I understand the whole genre of what they're trying to do with the story arc and everything. That was just a really disappointing commercial. Now, it's really funny the online talking heads that just criticize everything relentlessly loved the teaser commercial that they did right there at the very end of the game, turning to Dr. Pepper next year to see what's happening in Fansville.
Tommy's not excited. It just didn't turn me on. I liked that the last year or 2 years ago when they had them.
Oh, yeah.
I actually kind of look forward to those.
Yes.
They were funny, but these, not so much.
Well, we'll see advertising campaigns how they do. I said that because, I asked Robert what day is it, and we get the hump day result. That was one of the number one commercials for Geico of all times.
One of all time, period.
It was. It, fan vote, it was number one, actually.
Clydesdales.
I love the Clydesdales.
Well, I'm a State Farm guy, so I love State Farm fans. But I'm telling you, Geico does a fan. Those ads are actually to laugh out loud funny. But I kind of like the Mahomes Rogers ads myself.
Yeah.
But anyway.
My favorite is when he steps down there courtside for the fake interviews during the games.
Yes.
Those are so silly, but There are a couple agents out there, and Scott Boris, but I'll not name the others, that have that opinion of themselves. And you're a State Farm guy. I get a great chuckle out of these State Farm commercials for representing sports agents in that light. I realize that it's a personification, but it's still just, for me, very cute to watch. Being involved with State Farm for the number of, I think you were involved for a couple of days over there with State Farm.
45 years, I believe it was.
So that's a couple of days. What's
your take on that marketing campaign they're doing right now?
I like it. I like it a lot. I think it's darling. And they put live agents. Those are really agents in there.
Yes.
And that's one of my things I've always loved, that most of their ads do that. But Mahomes and Rodgers, they're good. I mean, two of the four quarterbacks that are left in the playoffs, so they're pretty good boys.
Yep.
And they're good human beings. They're They're good people. So.
Yep.
See, I like the one when they're riding in the car and he goes, what are my other options?
Yeah, and then he's standing by the side of the road.
So we probably need to steer the ship back on course here this morning. It is Master Gardeners in the studio, and it's always fun to have them. We've been doing a plant of the month, and because we've only got about 4 minutes left, I'm going to save this reveal till after the bottom of the hour.
Sure.
Because there's a couple other things that I want to get through really quickly. Tommy broke the ice this morning, said that there wasn't a NAF meeting, so he wasn't quite sure how prepared Seal was going to be this morning. But Seal, you came in here with another a notebook full of stuff for us to go over.
Well, that's just if I get tongue-tied.
No, that's not
going to happen. Tommy will take over.
one thing I want to talk about really quickly is you threw out all the people that you've got coming in here for this year's seminar.
Yeah.
And you did something that I admire so much. You pulled all that out of your memory. You weren't relying on notes. And
that's
for,
not true. I was reading off a piece of paper.
Then you had me fooled. You really did, because there's a lot of eye contact going on. So, but the subject matter at hand, you have your hand in a lot of things over there now with the Master Gardeners.
Yeah, we do. But a lot of people are real active in Master
yes.
Gardeners, and there's—I don't think there's any one of us that don't have our hand in more than one project.
Okay.
We do so many different things in town. Between the projects we have, we got the plant sale coming up at the end of April. Of course, the seminar coming up. All right, and we encourage everyone to go visit all those places. They're the best. We want to talk something though about another group in town here. The Baxter County Conservation District is having their annual tree sale.
This is a fantastic bunch. They're out behind the Farm Bureau building. Anyway, you go behind it, and there's a freestanding building. And I went out there during Christmas, and they have all kinds of nuts that you can order. Chocolate-covered cashews would be one of them.
Oh.
They have all kinds of...
we just lost Robert.
now they're coming up with, they have trees, and this is an annual event. I'm new to this one, but it's an annual event. But they've got all types of trees, and they pick out ones that grow well around here. Obviously, this is the extension office.
Right.
But they're going to have a Sun Valley maple tree, sugar maples, all kinds of different kinds of trees. There's a list of about maybe 15 or 20, and they're fair price. They're anywhere from like $15 to maybe $30, but you're not getting a little 2 foot. You're getting a nice
tree. And
you have to order them, and the orders have to be in by March the 13th, and I think you have to pay for them in advance. But you're getting a bargain. They're good trees.
Yep.
And they're trees that are not certified to grow, but they should grow in this area. So,
I'm trying to read the list upside down that Seal has in front of her right now, and there is an impressive list of things that are on there. And like you said, they're fairly priced.
That's huge. And dogwoods, I love dogwood trees. And there's two or three different kinds of dogwoods. There's tulip trees. There's lilac. It's a good assortment. It's not just like one or two different trees. It's a great assortment. Mm-hmm. But they are full of information about anything you need to know about growing things in this area. They're the ladies and guys that work there. Like I said, I spent maybe 2 hours there this last fall, and they probably got tired of me, but they were very, very, very nice to me and very informational.
Fantastic.
Had a lot of information.
She can also help you with any conservation projects on your property. So if you have something interesting going on that you think you might want some help with or some advice, do go talk to them over there, because they've got a lot going on, absolutely.
Okay.
Some of the varieties, one of our plants of the month a few months ago was a Coosa dogwood, and that's one of the trees that they have available.
Okay.
They've got a Sergeant Crabapple, which is a variety that is a good, healthy variety of it. Okay.
I see a couple of crabapples on there.
Yeah, definitely. All right. There's two. There's Prairie Fire, which is a very vibrant color on that.
That's a brighter color on there.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And a Jane Magnolia, I've got one of those. And
really?
It is a beautiful tree. And I have had very little difficulty with any spring frost nipping the buds on it.
I was getting ready to ask you about that.
That happens sometimes, but I have very little with that. So there's good varieties of stuff here, things that you might use, things that, as Tommy said, that will grow down here.
Fantastic.
One of the ones I absolutely love is the hydrangeas, and they have the oak leaf. And anyway, I'll buy one of those, I guarantee.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at this list. There's several things on there that I'd like to check out myself. Right now, though, we need to go to break. It is the bottom of the hour. I need to tell you that you're listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio, brought to you by your friends over at Baxter Regional Medical Center right here in... And we are back. The morning show, Mountain Home Radio. There's just not enough time between breaks for us to finish up the conversation that we need to get done. For those folks that may be curious of what we're talking about, catalogs right now are starting to roll in. I'm sure that the mail carrier on my route is not really happy. Might have a hernia right now after my wife discovered Tommy's list of catalogs. Tommy, personally, I've worked in the flipping office over there, and I know the driver that drives your route. All I'm going to say I'm just going to say, come Christmas time this year, you might want to talk to the guy and see if maybe, you know...
Tip him.
see if there's something you can do to compensate him for the joy with which he has delivered those magazines
that's
to you.
That's probably a really good idea. I have the best mail carrier in the world.
Yes, you do.
Anyway, but that's a good thing to take under consideration.
Well, I just want to throw that out.
But those catalogs are fun. We were just talking about that, and I love getting them in, and they sit right by my easy chair. And when I'm kind of semi-watching TV, I'm looking at those things also.
Yep.
And I love, love, love them. And you learn.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? You actually buy from them, too. It kind of works.
That is the downside of those things.
And then once you get on there, if you give them your email address, then you get 50 million emails. And anyway, but I don't mind that.
Yeah, you don't get 50 million.
Yeah, you're down to 49.5.
Yeah.
We need to go back. This has been a sort of a disjointed show, but I want to go back. I should have been here a little bit earlier. Seal started something last year that I just absolutely love. It's Plant of the Month, and it's just a really neat little icebreaker, but you've had some really unique ideas to how to beautify our area.
Well, thank you. We're going to talk about camellias this month, but kind of in a different vein than usual. We'll have Tommy describe it first.
It's actually one that I have not grown. So this, I'm reading to you off of what the information I know about it. But I love seeing them, but I just haven't grown them. But they're a partial shade guy, which is good because you get lots of places you want to have. You don't have full sun. Not every part of your yard is full sun.
Right.
They do like, they don't want, a lot of plants don't like that full afternoon Arkansas sun. It's tough stuff. But they do like morning time. But they can go anywhere from like 2 feet to 15 feet. So it's one of these bushes that can get all kinds of, all different kinds of sizes. And like it says, that they have flowers that are, some of them are singles, some are semi-doubles, they're doubles. They're all different forms of them. So you have to kind of look, and it's not like every camellia is suitable for this area. This is one you really have to look out for. Sometimes it gets a little too cold for them. Anyway, you have to look and make sure that you want them. And again, they're really pretty. They can be susceptible to some different diseases, so you got to be careful. They're one that it's not just stick it in the ground and walk off from it. It's one that you got to give a little bit of care to.
Okay.
Again, Seal knows more about them. She's actually tried to grow them with some success. So.
Well, the reason we brought this plant up is in Arkansas Living this month, Janet Carson had an article, and she talked about them in detail and how great they were. Mm-hmm. The problem with camellias is there's very few camellia varieties that are zone rated for where we live.
Ah.
If you go down to Little Rock or down in Texas, you're going to see, you'll see them. In fact, in Austin, there's a garden at the university there that is just camellias, and it's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
And you get all excited about them. They're starting to breed some that allegedly are good for zone 6 and 7, and we're a zone 7A.
Right.
But my experience with them hasn't been positive, which is why I'm bringing them up this month.
Okay.
When I saw that article, I thought, oh, people are going to go out and start buying these because she writes them up and everything she says about them is true.
Right.
I've tried two different varieties that were supposed to be rated for this area and lost them both, as did a friend of mine.
Okay.
All right. And the Missouri Botanical Garden in their description of the plant. They're a great resource to go look for a plant and what it's doing. Mm-hmm. And even they're a Zone 6, and even the Zone 6 varieties there, they do not recommend.
Oh.
So if you go to buy one of these, you got to be careful in which ones you select.
Okay.
Some varieties that are supposed to be good for Zone 6 and 7 is there's one called the Winter Series, which is a fall blooming variety.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons these are so interesting, is they either bloom in the fall or the early spring when you don't have much else going on in your garden. And that's what makes them so interesting. Another spring blooming variety that's zone appropriate, allegedly, is the April Series. Monrovia has some Ice Angel Series. And they're, one of the earlier ones was Winter Charm, Snow Flurry, and Polar Ice. All right. If you decide you're going to try one of these, because like all plants people, you say, well, you know, if I baby this, it'll be all right. And in some places, that'll be right. But you got to be very careful about how you go about with this one. You're going to want to plant this in spring rather than fall to give it more time to get the roots established and give it a better chance, because sometime between fall and spring, depending which one you have, it's going to want to bloom, and that's going to take a lot more energy from the plant. So we want to give it a better start, all right? It doesn't like wet soil, but like any plant, it doesn't want to dry out, but it doesn't want to be wet.
Okay.
You're best planting it, as Tommy said, in a spot that gets morning sun and afternoon shade. That hot Arkansas sun, as he said. So, you know, it's a great thing to go take a look at. It's great fun to investigate, but be careful which one you buy. I doubt you're going to find one locally that's going to be available that's zone appropriate, but try it over the internet. There's certainly places to go look for these things. And if anyone is successful with one or has one that they're successful with, go on our website and drop us an email or call over the extension office and let us know. We'd like to share that with folks, okay?
Yeah.
Because it's something I've tried and I just have not had luck with. Now, if I see one someplace, do you think I'm going to be tempted? You betcha.
Remind me to give you my address. Challenge accepted. I'll
Okay.
Well, and sometimes we see these things and we're not really sure how much upkeep they're going to take. This one here is going to be something that when you do get it is going to take some maintenance along with it.
Well, it's not so much the maintenance as it is siting it properly.
Okay.
All right. Then just hoping for the best. The thing is with the is just doing everything that you would with any plant you plant, you know, right away. It needs more care in the beginning than it does a year later.
Right.
So you're going to do all of that. You don't want to overdo the watering or any of that other stuff, okay? If you see some of the fungal or viral stuff going on, aphids and spider mites and stuff, you might want to spray for it just to make sure, especially in the beginning. Once it's established, I'm a fan of, you know, if they haven't eaten the whole plant down, let life be life, okay?
Yes.
But in the beginning, you might want to give it a little more advantage.
Okay.
But beyond that, it's just a matter of if the plant is going to be suited for where you are. So be careful where you site it more than anything, and just be careful which one you buy.
And Arkansas Living is a great magazine. They usually are spot on with this stuff. This is something that we are successful with in the southern half of the state. I know we've seen some stuff down there. It is basically a Little Rock on South type of affair, and I hate to put it in quite those terms, but the I-40 corridor sort of splits the state, and I think north of the I-40, we sort of have some issues.
I think once you come out of the mountains down in Clinton, from there down is where I think you'll probably be all right.
Some folks in the southern end of our listening area certainly are
You might have better luck with it, because they will grow in Little Rock. Little Rock's is a zone 7B, and that you don't think makes that much difference,
sure,
but with some things it does.
Yep.
So that's where you want to do, and if you're down south someplace and you spot a garden that has them or have the nursery, talk to the folks down there, but just be careful what you buy. You definitely want to get one that's zone 6. I wouldn't even try the zone 7s, but I try the zone 6 just to give yourself a better fighting chance. And like any plantsman, if you don't think I've spent money and lost plants, you'd be sorely mistaken.
Right.
That's
wow,
part
there,
of the fun.
Wow,
so, yeah, you do. You win more than you lose, but you don't be afraid if you lose one, because that's just what happens.
Well, and sometimes you may lose one variety and find you're very successful with another variety of the same type of plant.
Or you just find you don't have it in the right spot.
Right.
I've done that.
Yep.
I've planted things I've told you before. Hydrangeas I had in too hot a spot and moved them, and my God, they're just doing wonderful.
Well, and sometimes something as simple as a few feet away, just to soil displacement differences, the runoff,
sunlight, heat.
Yeah, there's a lot of different factors that do into that. We've got a whole few, few pages of stuff to go over, and I feel sort of inadequately prepared. What else is the Master Gardeners into right now, early in a brand new year?
Well, we want to talk about our upcoming meetings.
Okay. We have our meetings, again, we've told you guys this in the past, they're fun, but our April meeting.
Wow.
Tommy's thinking way in advance. Yeah. Steve Brumrick, who I think everybody in Mountain Home knows, the guy's president of Friends of the River, and is done. In fact, he's one of the, I got to give the guy credit, he's one of the lead guys that got that Buffalo Hog Farm shut down. He loves monarch butterflies. He talks about them and has talked to us about them. But in April, he's going to talk to us about impaired water bodies. And they've done a bunch of studies. And that's going to be on April 9th at the Presbyterian Church, which is right across from, what park is that?
Cooper Park.
I'll go there. Anyway, but it's a great place. And I think, I've told you we feed you and you have a good time. Mm-hmm. But it'll be a good meeting. And he and his group have done all kinds of studies about the creeks that run through the Mountain Home area.
Okay.
And they've studied the water quality. I've actually been out there with them when they did some of this, and it's really fun to see. But anyway, that's what our April meeting will be about. It'll be April the 9th. Is that the correct date? April the 9th. And again, come out there. That we meet at the Presbyterian Church, but that's actually one of our projects also for renting that place. We take care of their little garden, and they call it Memorial Garden. Mm-hmm. It is fantastically beautiful. It could be a wedding site to me. I think it's just a beautiful, beautiful place. But anyway,
I've seen people over there taking photos in front of it. So
Tommy Hagen is there. And every time we have a Master Gardener photo of all our groups, of our officers or whatever it is, directors, we usually stand them out there right in the middle of that place.
There you go. It's a good backdrop. We are at the point right now we can take a quick little break on time for a change. Robert, please note that on the calendar. You're going to break on time. So, just keep that in mind. I need to tell everybody you're listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio on all three of our Mountain Home Radio stations, KCMC, Mountain Country 94.3, KRZP 92.7, and, of course, our flagship station, KJMT Mountain Talk 97.1. We're going to take this quick little break back to wrap things up right after this. And we are back here, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. Tommy Seal, Robert, and I ready to wrap up the last few minutes of the morning show. Always great to have the Master Gardeners in here in the studio. We have a lot of fun conversations behind the scenes. And
best day of the month.
Best day of the month. I want to back up really quickly and talk with Seal really quickly about magnolias, because I've not had any success with magnolias. I was going to say much success, but dismal failure is not quite the word. But magnolias just haven't been really successful. Is there something that maybe in this area we need to look at a little bit more for those?
There's a lot of magnolias that won't grow here, number one. The Jane magnolia that the Conservation District is one that's very hardy here. It gets to be about 6 to 8 feet tall, morning sun, afternoon shade type of plant.
Right.
Pink and white combination flowers, so it's something that you'd really like. But with magnolias, more than anything, it's zone integrity that you have to look at.
Gotcha, okay.
All right, there's several of them that won't grow here. I have a small variety I bought, and I can't remember the name, but I've lost a couple in my day. But the Jane is probably, for up here, one of the best varieties
Fantastic.
You could have.
So something to look forward to try that Jane out there.
Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
Cool. And the whole tree list over here, Tommy, you said that purchases need to be made. All orders must be in by March 13th is what it says here. You said you had a chance to go over there and check these out personally.
Well, I've seen their other merchandise. I haven't seen the trees, but the people themselves that work there are so helpful.
Okay.
If you have a question, they are ready, willing, and able to answer it. And they're not trying to rush you through. They're talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thoroughly enjoyed it. I referred to tons of people there. So
I bought a few trees from them years ago, and I bought some crab apples and some maples from them and a red bud over time. And they're all doing just fine. You probably get about a 5-foot tree, roughly. It's not huge, but it's certainly easy to plant, and it's certainly something that'll grow. I didn't have trouble with any of them except the one that the deer ate, but that's another story.
I'm looking down the list. You've got the old-fashioned lilac, and for anybody that knows, that is a, I don't know if it's native to the area, but it is a plant that has grown in this area for a long time.
Absolutely.
And fairly easy plant to grow, not a whole lot of labor in that. Witch hazel bush, that is one that I just love the colors on.
Well, there's a lot of varieties of witch hazel. Uh-huh. I'm not sure which one she's got on there. But
says, witch hazel bush tree. It does not give a variety on
all
this.
Right, but they're interesting because they bloom either in winter or early spring.
Right.
And that's when nothing else is going. Yes. And you'll get the blossoms coming right out of the wood like you do on a forsythia or something,
right,
or a redbud.
Yep.
And it's an early harbinger of spring or something to light up the yard during winter. They're interesting, interesting bushes.
Yes. Well, I'm looking through this. Definitely going to be having to head over there and do this. We've got about 4.5 minutes left here really quickly. I know there's always a couple things we don't get to. What do we need to jump to next?
We're going to talk about some of the other meetings. Tommy talked about the one in April, but we have a meeting February 13th.
Yes.
And Bernie Kurtz, who is the new Janet Carson, which is best way most folks will know him.
Okay.
And he's going to talk about garden myths. And I understand it's quite an entertaining presentation.
You mean there's myths about gardening?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Some are true or so, yeah, amen, yeah.
But he'll give us some input there. So it's sure to be entertaining, and it's a good way to meet our new state representative. And
okay.
If you have any questions, he certainly has a wealth of knowledge to share,
yep.
Definitely. And then March 12th, Marilyn Duran, who's director at Fredbury Conservation Education Center over there on Crooked Creek,
yep.
Going to talk to us about landscaping with natives.
Right.
So that's a favorite topic of mine. Last year, the seminar kind of focused on native plants. So it that's always interesting to tell you which ones are good and which ones are thugs.
And Marilyn is a great resource. She knows all kinds of stuff.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I think it'll be quite entertaining.
Yep.
So we've got a nice program for the next 3 months coming up.
Mm-hmm.
April, the end of April, the last Saturday in April is our plant sale. We're just getting started working on that, but you can't miss the bargains there.
That plant sale, we actually shortened the hours this year because it starts at 9 o'clock,
yeah.
And we used to run it to noon where we were dead out of plants at noon. So now it's like from 9 to 11, I believe it is, or 9 to 11:30. But I'm telling you guys, if you never listen to anything else I say, listen to this. Get there early. This is not, you don't just wander in this sale and start buying stuff. You want to be in line. We'll have a line from the front of the fairgrounds building out around almost to the gate. And that's certifiable because Tommy takes photographs of them. And I try to entertain them. I go out and laugh with them while they're out there because I know they've had to stand in line for a long time. But once they get in that building, better beware because that's not where you look around. If you want it, you pick it up and buy it and move on to the next thing. And it is fun. It's like organized chaos. It is crazy.
I had somebody tell me they'd rather go Black Friday shopping than try to fight the crowd.
That's just about right.
Sales.
But to watch it is fun because I'm up there on a kind of a platform, so
right.
I can see what's going on, and I'm taking photographs of something and. Man, these people want these plants badly. But anyway, it's fun, and I love it. And you get some bargains. We grow some nice plants, and you may actually get a Tommy Hagen Hasse out of the deal, because I usually have some of those.
And
so.
Those are easily identifiable because there's only the stock left.
and the boy has me paying. That's right. The deer do like somehow I must put flavoring in them because they think they're cotton candy. But
I thought you said you sprinkled sugar on top
of them. Well, I must. I don't, but somehow they love them.
No, that's deer candy, them hot. we moved into the bigger room at the education building over there, so there's a lot more space.
Yes.
We do have a holding area. You can certainly buy more than the two plants each hand can hold. If you just go over there, they'll assign you a number, and you just keep shuttling your stuff over there, and you can buy whatever you need. There'll be people with wagons to help you haul it out to the car, because that's certainly what happens is you go home with a handful.
Yep.
So we encourage you to come. Prices are good, and money goes to good causes. Okay, so
might have to talk to the organizers to see if I can sneak in, get like a sneak preview the night before and maybe make a couple purchases the night before.
Bad chance, bro. they won't let it. We don't get to buy anything until it's all said and done. So I always just pray. I kind of try to hide a couple of things because I want to get them at the end, but that never
works. We generally
work,
look to see who brought something that we want, because if somebody brought it, they probably have more.
Oh,
so we try to do some of that because everything goes. We wind up with almost nothing left.
And I hate to even say this, but we have those surprise lilies, and that's Tommy Hagen's almost very favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I buy those, and anyway, but they're never left when Tommy Hagen gets ready to buy them. So,
I might actually know somebody that might be able to give you a few bulbs this year.
all they want to give me, I'll guarantee they'll be planted within the hour after I get them. I love surprise lilies. That's one of my very favorites.
See what we can do to help out on that. For more information, Seal, how can they find out about Master Gardeners?
BaxterCountyMG.com or call the extension office at 425-2335.
And there is some great resource information up there on your website. The magazine list is par second to none. I mean, it's fantastic, but there's some great information up there, too.
Absolutely, and after the seminar, there'll be some more. We always put stuff from the seminar out on the website now, so you get to take a look, even if you don't come, but you should come.
Get online, get those tickets purchased. This will sell out once again this year. Looking forward to getting the report on that one. That all being said, I need to get on out of here. That's going to wrap things up for us for the day. Thanks for tuning in to the morning show here. I'm out the door, back with more tomorrow. Have a great day.